Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I got to tell you, when all the news broke about Donald Trump being indicted and the 34-count indictment, and then saying, all right, well, what's next? I'm going to tell you, I need to apologize to you. I should have known what I'm about to play for you was going to happen. I didn't see it, though, and I don't think most people did, even though it is what they always go back to, the Democrats, when they're in trouble. What do? When they're in trouble? They scream, you're a racist, right? You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're anti-LGBTQIA. Anytime that Democrats start losing, and they're no longer Democrats, they're communists, okay? So let's just keep reminding each other that this is the Democratic Party is dead, and they're all communists now. But when they can't defend something, they can't defend the actions of the DA, Alvin Bragg, they can't defend the actions of this judge who clearly knows that there's an abuse of power going on by this DA and should throw this case out. I should have remembered that when Democrats can't defend what they're doing, they'll always stare at you, scream at you, you're a racist, right? You're a racist. Sure enough, they did it today. They can't defend Alvin Bragg. They can't defend the judge. They can't defend the actions of the judge. They can't defend the indictment. They don't even know what the damn crime is that Donald Trump is being accused of from this DA. And so now they got to do what they do. You're a racist! Andrea Mitchell trying it out, test driving the racist card today. Here's what it sounded like on MSNBC.
And it may or may not be coincidental, but both the DA and the judge are people of color, or the judge, as Judge Kiro was ethnically Hispanic, I believe, Latino. And, of course, the DA is black. So they have certainly become targets of his, in any case, and their families.
Oh, there it is. And their families, yes. You should feel sorry for this DA. You should feel sorry that they've been targets and their family. What about Donald Trump's family? Oh, well, they deserve it, right? Because they're evil, rich, white people, and they deserve it. What's even funnier is while Andrea Mitchell saying this, there were four boxes on the TV, left to right. Everyone she's talking to while she's saying this is white. So all the white communists over at MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell being one of them, married to a really rich white guy, right? The former Fed chair is sitting there pontificating, criticizing Donald Trump for criticizing the DA and the judge. Well, it may be coincidental, but both of them are people of color. Well, there it is. Figured it all out. If you can't defend them, just throw the race card out there. Now, let's talk about what's happening because of this indictment. And it's something that I worried was going to happen. The rest of the world was going to look at this and take it very differently. El Salvador's president has come out and said about Donald Trump's indictment, quote, the U.S. can't use democracy as foreign policy anymore. The president of El Salvador declared the arraignment of former American President Donald Trump meant the United States' ability to pressure other countries to improve their own democracies is gone. Now, you got to think, if you're around the world and you're watching Donald Trump being arrested in Manhattan, charged with falsifying business records, you don't exactly know what America legal system looks like. You may not hear halfway around the world exactly what these charges are and why they're so ridiculous. You just see 34 counts and the possibility of Donald Trump being reported in the news of going to jail for 136 years. It's not a likely scenario. But the rest of the world doesn't know that. But what they do understand, and what many in the world know, is what it looks like when you start prosecuting your political opponents, because many around the world deal with this on a regular basis. That's why, speaking on Tuesday night, following his arrest and arraignment, Trump denied not only the charges, but accused the prosecutor of making the indictment all about being an interference, a massive election interference at a scale never before seen in our country. Donald Trump was right when he said that.
So here we are now. It's where we were today, in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read, with a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case. There's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that, because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today, everybody said, this is not really an indictment. There's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here. They're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information, for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account.
By the way, I love that she was the one talking trash, but if you listen to Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC, she's like, well, Donald Trump could be a racist, because he's criticizing a DA and a judge who are both people of color. And don't you feel sad for their family members? The wife of the judge is attacking Donald Trump and gleefully tweeting out, he's going to prison on felonies. MSNBC, we got this, guys. Don't worry. We know this is crap. We'll just say he's a racist.
And it may or may not be coincidental, but both the DA and the judge are people of color, or the judge, as Judge Hiro was ethnically Hispanic, I believe, Latino. And of course, the DA is black. So they have certainly become targets of his in any case, and their families.
And their families. Yes, they're poor families. They're terrible. They're poor, poor families, as they're on Twitter attacking Donald Trump and leaking. Yeah, he's going to jail. He's going to prison. Let's feel sorry for them. We got to feel sorry for him, because these poor family members who are out there on Twitter trashing anyone they can trash. Yes, feel sorry for them. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Now, there's another part of this story, and there is a big divide right now in the Republican Party on what should happen. If Democrats are going to start using DAs to attack their political opponents, do we sit back and allow that to happen? Okay, that's one option. Say that we're statesmen and we're not going to abuse power. Or do you fight fire with fire and say, okay, if you guys are going to do this, then we're going to hand it right back to you and go after you with the same vengeance until both sides call a truce? A lot of it depends on who you talk to, what the strategy should be. I cannot tell you how many elected officials I've spoken with over the last 24 hours who have been asking me my thoughts on this. Like, what do you think? Because there are a lot of DAs right now that are chomping at the bit to say, all right, if we're not going, if these are the new rules and this is what we're going to play with and we're going to be the banana republic, then let's go and let's get the Republicans in the game and let's actually fight back. Now, that is a problem because once you start that, you're going to get into one of the worst games of tit for tat, and people's lives will get ruined and destroyed because you're no longer actually upholding the law. You are now weaponizing the law. Now, there's some Republicans say, well, that's the only thing that will put this genie back in the box and the only thing that will make the Democrats understand just how far they've overstepped here and how important it is for them to shut up, right? How important it is for them to respect the law and not weaponize the DOJ or the FBI. Not to weaponize these district attorneys to come after people who they don't like solely based on politics.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We've now learned that at least 2 Republican DAs want to prosecute Joe Biden. Representative James Comer, who was on Fox News Channel, had this to say about the possibility of Republicans, in essence, going it alone and deciding, hey, we're going to do this. If we have to do this to fight back, then so be it. And we'll be the ones that do what Alvin Bragg is, in essence, doing. Listen.
And I'll tell you one of the things that I don't think's been picked up a lot that's going to be a problem. And I had 2 calls yesterday, one from a county attorney in Kentucky and one from a county attorney in Tennessee. They were Republican, obviously. Both states are heavily Republican. They want to know if there are ways they can go after the Bidens now. And they've opened up a can of worms. They've set precedents now that we can't go back on. And now we're going to see a judicial system that's already bogged down with doing what they're supposed to do, and that's going after real criminals, people that are committing real crimes, burglaries, rape, robberies, things like that. And now you're going to start seeing ambitious political people like Alvin Bragg try to make a name for themselves and go after big pie-in-the-sky federal cases.
Okay, right.
And it's just not a good path that we need to go forward on in our
James Comer there, I think, makes a great point. But I want you to also think about it from this perspective. If you're one of these 2 GOP prosecutors that are looking at ways to charge President Biden and his family amid what this Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg did to former President Donald Trump, what is the upside for those 2 individuals? Number one, you can say, look, I'm willing to hold them accountable and I'm not backing down, right? Or, and there's actual real probable cause to go after the Bidens for their crimes that they've committed and the millions and millions of dollars coming in from China and Russia. The fact that they have not sanctioned the Russian oligarchs, who clearly should be sanctioned right now in Russia because those oligarchs are being protected by the Bidens because they gave millions of dollars to the Biden crime family. Like, there are smoking guns all over the place because of Hunter Biden's laptop and the suspicious activity reports that we've gotten our hands on. So that, let's just start with that scenario. These DAs right now, the one in Kentucky and the one in Tennessee, we don't know where, we don't have their names yet, but we would know their names, and we would know their names, and they would become instantly famous if they were able to figure out a way to say, all right, you do this to our guy, we're coming after your guys. Now, then you're going to have a retaliation from that, where you're going to have other DAs around the country that will then start charging Donald Trump with crimes and may even try to start charging crimes with DeSantis or anybody else. Then it becomes a everybody running for president scenario is going to get charged with a crime. This is going to go back to you know, the days of Stalin and Mussolini and Hitler, right? You show me the man and I'll show you the crime. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to weaponize it. Well, then people are going to be running for office if it's a tight election and a Republican is going to beat a Democrat possibly. What do you think the Democrats are going to do? They say, hey, indict the guy. Show me the politician and I'll show you the crime. Now, there are Republicans I've talked to said, I don't care. Screw it. They went there. They tore this system down. They've weaponized this system. So if this is how it's going to be, then let's all burn it to the ground. And I understand that. But once you go down this road, there are going to be an incredible number of good men and women who I believe will never, ever run for office because it's just not worth it. They won't want to put their families through it. They won't want to put their businesses through it. They won't want to have a chance of losing everything. They don't want to have to worry about defending themselves even after an election is over with incredible legal fees. And they don't want to go up against a United States government which has unlimited resources. A perfect example of that is what? They've wasted $200 million in New York going after Donald Trump over these payments. That's not a joke. That's real, by the way. That's not a joke. That's real money. That's how much cash they have wasted going after Donald Trump. And so when Bragg warns of this, he cautions like, hey, I get it. I understand why these guys want to do it. But then there's also just the other side, which is the pure politics. There are ambitious people in both parties. There are, we have crazies on the right, just like the communists do on the left. Okay, there's a lot of communists around Joe Biden that are crazy, right? The squads and the AOCs. And there's a place for crazy in politics, no doubt about it. And all you, all it takes is a couple of crazies to change this entire, our entire democracy. Well, as El Salvador's president said, the democracy's over. It's done, right? You know, even the president of El Salvador put out a tweet saying this: think what you want about former President Trump and the reasons he's being indicted. But just imagine if this happened in any other country where a government arrested the main opposition candidate. The United States' ability to use democracy as foreign policy is gone. He's right. Any other country that did this, we would have condemned it in the past. The difference is now we're actually doing it. The communists in this country are actually doing it. They're partaking in it. And that is the point that needs to be brought up over and over and over and over and over and over again. There was also something very interesting that happened at the White House today. And the White House was asked only one question about the president of the United States of America. Like, does he follow the law? Like, you guys are getting really heavy handed with you must follow the law, right? Like, does he follow the law with classified documents and, you know, the Hunter Biden and the money coming in and the transparency and the Biden artwork? Like, does this White House follow the law as you're, you know, condemning Donald Trump for not following the law? Like, do you guys follow the law? And there was zero follow up because this was a check the box question from the White House press corps. There was zero follow up on the question. And I want you to just guess how quick the answer was from the White House that, of course, we do this before they moved on. Like, yes, we follow the law and next. I want you to guess. You want to know how long it took? I'm going to play the entire clip. It ain't very long, folks. Listen.
But of course, the president is a president that follows the law and does these types of things in the appropriate fashion, appropriate way.
There it is. 8 seconds, folks. And a giggle in there, because you got to have a giggle to mock the question, right? Like, that's what you have to do. You have to. You got to laugh. You got to joke. You got to talk about how funny it is. You got to talk about how hilarious it is. Ha, ha, ha. Of course, we follow the law. Does he? Well, we've got another whistleblower that's come out and has said that Joe Biden doesn't follow the law. This is breaking news you'll probably get nowhere else. The Vice President, Joe Biden's former assistant, has come out and said classified documents were left unlocked in the Penn Biden Center closet for years. Yeah. Have you heard about this in the media? Of course not, because at the White House, they'll laugh at you and remind you, of course we follow the law. Are you kidding me?
But of course, the president is a president that follows the law.
We'll laugh about that. Of course he is.
Is a president that follows the law.
Yeah, just not at the Biden Penn Center when the classified documents are left unlocked in a closet unattended. But besides that, we follow the law. And the media not asking that question. Classified documents, quote, were transported from then Vice President Joe Biden's safekeeping to the Penn Biden Center, where they were kept in an unlocked closet and remained accessible to center employees and potentially others. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer revealed this afternoon after an interview with Biden's former assistant, Kathy Chung. Chung, who current Biden administration official appears to blame for the mishandling of the Biden classified documents, told James Comer that Biden's classified documents remained unsecured at the Biden Penn Center for years and remained accessible to her until May of 2022. Quote, the story does not begin in November of 2022, a representative by President Biden's attorney, Comer, said in a statement. Then White House counsel Dana Remus tasked Kathy Chung with reviewing those boxes from the Biden Penn Center as early as May of 2022. Public records reported by the New York Post suggest that Chinese Communist Party linked individuals or entities donated at least $54 million between 2014 and 2019 to the Biden Penn Center. I wonder why. According to a CNN source, the classified documents found at Biden's private office at the center pertain to Iran, the UK, Ukraine, where the Biden family conducted business deals in each one of those areas. On Monday, Comer raised concerns about Biden's classified document scandal in connection with the Biden family business scheme, saying, quote, "We don't know the true extent of what Joe Biden has done. All we know is he had classified documents scattered all over the place dating back to the time when he was a U.S. senator. There's one document in particular," Comer went on to say, "that I can tell you from my investigation of Biden family influence peddling that we're very concerned about with respect to the document that Hunter Biden sent to officials at Burisma in Ukraine," Comer said. "It was a government document. We are concerned that it may have been one of those classified documents is where he got his intel for the email that he sent to Burisma officials in Ukraine." Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Now, Comer's investigation and talking to the former assistant for Joe Biden comes as his assistant Chung was hired as Joe Biden's assistant after a recommendation from, you ready for this, Hunter Biden. Chung appears in numerous email threads on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, including Hunter's correspondence to Chung about being hired as Joe Biden's assistants. Chung apparently worked for Joe Biden until January the 19th of 2017, right before Joe Biden left the vice presidency. However, she told James Comer she was tasked by a former White House lawyer to access the documents as recently as May of 2022. That contradicts statements from Joe Biden's lawyers about the timeline of events. The White House, in other words, lied to you. Hold on, wait, let's go back to the White House press secretary today. Does the president and the White House always tell the truth?
But of course, the president is a president that follows the law and does these types of things in the appropriate fashion, appropriate way.
Yes, we laugh. Yes, because he always follows the law. Just not when it comes to classified documents, who has access to them, the timeline of the acts of who had access to them, and when his former assistant could or could not access these documents. In fact, they're lying to you so much so that they're lying to you now by multiple years from the actual timeline to the reality of what's going on. But no one needs to be concerned about that. Everything's fine. You need to look the other way. It's all going to be okay. There's nothing to see here. This is Joe Biden just doing his best for the country. This is Joe Biden just trying to protect you and keep you safe. And Joe Biden is just trying to help you, support you. You should love Joe Biden. Joe Biden's amazing. In fact, you should probably reelect Joe Biden because Joe Biden has nothing to hide. He does everything perfectly. So let's go back to his secretary. The White House has failed to fully explain why Joe Biden's lawyers were looking through the Penn Biden Center papers on November the 2nd of last year when the classified documents were discovered. Notably, the classified documents scandal was leaked to CBS News on January the 9th, weeks after the initial trove was found by Biden's personal lawyers in November. The establishment media has reported at least three times that Biden and the DOJ agreed to hide the scandal from public view with likely no plans to disclose it. That came out as well. So the government, the DOJ, his DOJ said, hey, we need to just cover this up. We don't need to tell the public this ever happened. We need to cover it up not once, not twice, but three different times. The Biden White House, right, which follows the law and is totally transparent, and if you ask questions, they'll laugh at you, the White House, for asking questions, is now saying three different times they had an agreement to never tell the American people about these classified documents. Now, Joe Biden's currently under investigation by special counsel Robert Hur in connection with classified documents also found at his Wilmington home and in his office at the Penn Biden Center. We also know he had these documents in his garage, but that's also normal because Joe Biden would never not follow the law. He always follows the law. He always does everything right. And if you don't believe me, you just have to listen to the White House. They'll tell you about it and tell you how brilliant and how great the president actually is. I want to play one other thing for you that I just want you to hear real quick. And this goes back to the media lying to you. The media has also lied about the indictment of Donald Trump. And this is just, again, do you really think they're going to cover these other stories I just told you about when they're out there spreading a lie, spreading a conspiracy that Donald Trump was being charged with conspiracy, even though he wasn't charged with conspiracy? This audio I'm about to play for you, I want you to let all of your friends hear it. I want all of your friends to know what was being said. They lied from the moment that that Donald Trump walked into that courtroom. When he was arrested and said that Donald Trump was being charged with conspiracy, Donald Trump was not charged with conspiracy. That is a lie. But the media covering up a weak indictment, an indictment where we don't even know what crime he committed, is actually that would allow for the charges to come against him. So instead of telling you the truth, they say, oh, well, he was committing a conspiracy. They created this narrative out of thin air.
Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in a Manhattan courtroom, again, to 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy.
Conspiracy is a very effective tool used by prosecutors to charge someone, charge groups of people, and hold them accountable for all acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. But the big question now arises, who is the conspiracy?
It's 34 counts of falsifying records and conspiracy is 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy.
More information.
We need to see what was the purpose of the conspiracy, who was in the conspiracy, what were the so-called overt acts. You actually have to take a step in furtherance of that conspiracy. Yeah. You don't actually have to complete the conspiracy. You don't actually have to go through with it. You can just intend to go through with it.
Now, the conspiracy count is important because it doesn't just give the district attorney a legal platform to bring in the catch and kill narrative, but it actually will likely be what's called a speaking indictment.
We have new information for the first time out of court that the DA is charging this as a false business records and conspiracy case.
You have a conspiracy count that lets you give a narrative that describes the evidence that the grand jury heard and voted on, which is very different than a dry 30 counts of falsifying business records, which is the same paragraph repeated 30 times.
There are 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. So add the conspiracy element to this. Conspiracy element here would indicate that he conspired with others, right? That there are other people involved in this effort.
All that's a lie. There was not conspiracy. He was not charged with conspiracy. They're making it up because they realized just how weak the charges were against Donald Trump. So they had to jazz this up a little bit. They had to do everything they could to kind of pump it up and make it seem like this is a much bigger deal than it ever was before. Alan Dershowitz, not a conservative, had this to say about the indictment of Donald Trump. Listen.
And think about the implications of this. A Democrat runs for DA. He promises the people of the borough of Manhattan that he will get Trump. They elect him. He then gets Trump on an indictment. And he wants the very same people who voted for him on the theory of get Trump to now serve on the jury to get Trump. My God, how far do you have to go to explain the injustice in this? It should be obvious to everybody, and it has become increasingly obvious to Democrats and progressives and liberals, and people are afraid to say it, but they say it to me and they say it to others. This is American injustice at its worst.
American injustice at its worst. That's a liberal Democrat, Alan Dershowitz, a man who understands the law incredibly well, who is saying that. There's also something else that's happened. Have you noticed who hasn't been commenting on the Trump indictment? There's one person that's not been commenting on it. Hillary Clinton. Why is Hillary Clinton not commenting on this? Because she's smart enough to understand that Donald Trump has been charged with the same exact damn crime that she should have been charged with if this is now a new crime. If we're going to say this is a crime, then this is now where we are. And she did the same thing. Remember, she misclassified, okay, payments about the Steele dossier. She misclassified them, and she paid fines to the FEC for misclassifying $1 million in payments that she claimed were for legal fees when in reality they were for the Steele dossier. That's why Hillary Clinton has said nothing about this. And MSNBC's like, where's Hillary Clinton? I'd be proud of Hillary Clinton if she would hurry up and come out here. Listen.
So, Jen, even plenty of Democrats are saying we wish this did not come first. The hush money payments were made while Trump was running against your former boss, though, Hillary Clinton, in 2016. And you heard all those lock her up chants about the laptop. Yeah. So what were you thinking during the arraignment yesterday?
That it's good to see the law holding, holding the elected officials accountable. I would note, I'm proud of Hillary Clinton. If you look, checked out her Twitter account yesterday, she's talking about not about being arraignment day, about being election day. She's focused on the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. She's focused on trying to resurrect an assault weapons ban. Very much looking forward. But
I love this, right? I'm so proud of her. She's not saying anything. She's not saying anything because she knows if she does say something, it's only going to put a spotlight on her and what her and the Hillary Clinton campaign team did in the exact same place at the exact same time as the, quote, 34 count in federal indictment against Donald Trump. Donald Trump is being accused of doing something with campaign funds back in 2016 in New York. The problem is he wasn't using campaign funds. He was using his personal dollars. We know that for a fact. Hillary Clinton, in fact, did use campaign funds and misclassified those campaign funds to pay for the Steele dossier. We also know that she lied about it, and the FEC fined her for that, as well as the Democratic National Committee for also, as I guess you could say, committing the same exact crime, right? The DA Bragg is going after Donald Trump. So I love how Democrats are like, oh, I'm so proud of Hillary Clinton. She's staying focused here. She's not getting into the weeds here. She's staying focused. She's staying focused. That's what she's doing. Okay. Or she's smart enough to shut up. Don't forget, Bill Clinton, how much money did he give to Paula Jones? He was never charged with a crime. Just thought I'd throw that out there as well. Make sure you share our podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.